Welcome everyone, and thank you for joining me here on the opening day of Wellington's annual Arts and Crafts Show. Now, I'd just like to start off by mentioning that this short introduction is being broadcast live on the radio. So for those of you who are listening all over the airwaves, we're located on 1056 Allen Street. The festival is going on for the next 4 days, from April 1st to 4th, so do yourself a favour and come out and enjoy what we have for you. So, let me tell you a little bit about why we continue to host this wonderful event. As you know, this event is a staple to our community here in Wellington. This year is our 34th anniversary. We take pride in our local artists and are happy to showcase their incredible talents each year. All of the artwork on display was made by an artist either residing in or originally from Wellington. Furthermore, 100% of the profits from this show go directly into the pockets of the artists. There is a small fee of $75 per day to rent a booth, but beyond that, artists can keep all of the money they make during this event. To give you an idea of what's available, we feature work by painters, sculptors, jewelers, and photographers. There are also some booths selling vintage clothing, and of course a number of food stands that feature local organic food and locally brewed beer. Each evening, starting at sunset, there will be live performances here on the main stage. Performances will last until 9:30 p.m. Admission is free, and we encourage you to bring your entire family out to enjoy the entertainment. Tonight, there will be music by the well-known local folk band The Radishes. Before I finish, I want to give you a bit more information about how to become a part of the Arts and Crafts Show. Of course, we encourage everyone to stop by and take a look at the incredible work that is available for sale. Last year, artists collectively sold over $10,000 worth of work. We estimated the number of attendees over the entire weekend to be more than 25,000 people. We hope to grow every year. Right now, we have over 500 different artist booths set up. And with all of this foot traffic, we could use some help. Volunteers are needed every year to help set up and break down the booths. I'd also like to make a quick public announcement about safety. We do have security patrolling the area. There is a security office set up at the northwest corner of the grounds. The station is clearly marked with a blue banner. We've never had any trouble in the past, but the security is here to assist with any unforeseen emergencies or safety issues. The office also has a lost and found, so if you do happen to lose something, make sure to check in with the security office. Other than that, I'm excited to welcome you and hope that you enjoy yourselves. Don't forget that all booths are equipped to accept payment with either credit cards or cash. We can also assist with transporting large items for $50 per delivery anywhere within Wellington. Arrangements for shipping of any items that you purchase can be made at each booth. We also respectfully ask that you get prior approval of the artist before photographing any work that is on display. Have a great day and thank you for coming out to support the arts in Wellington.